have 9:01 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting.
Let's see if we can adjust that.
I'm not sure which one.
Try the two red ones. Turn down just a little bit.
Test.
Yeah, it seems to be better.
All right. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 479411 through 479486, warrant 8547, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. We have minutes for January 21st, 2025.
Regular session minutes.
We do. Just regular session minutes is what has been presented.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 21st, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have board appointments. First one we'll start with is for the Taney County Regional Sewer District. We would like to thank Mr. Doug Fabian for the service that he provided for the Taney County Regional Sewer Board. With that being said, we do have an open seat that I would entertain a motion for a board appointment for. This will be a 5-year term commencing immediately. That will go through 12/31 of 2029.
We'll move to appoint Nick Sharp to the Taney County Sewer Board for a term of 5 years from today through December 31st, 2029.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next board we'll be working on this morning will be for the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. All of these will be a 4-year term commencing immediately through 12/31 of 2028. The ones that we have up at this time are for Mr. Rick Ziegenfuss, which is the representative for the City of Hollister, District 1, Doug Muller, District 2, Brian Caperton, District 4, and Michael Woods, District 6, which would be the representative for the City of Branson. Everyone has expressed their interest in fulfilling this term again, except for Mr. Ziegenfuss. That position they request to be taken by Mr. Lamar Patton, which is currently the Director of Economic Development for the City of Hollister.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
And you said that everybody's expressed interest?
Yes, everyone has been contacted that is up, and they all wish to continue their service, with the only change of being Mr. Ziegenfuss to be replaced by Lamar Patton.
And this goes through, it's a 4-year?
4-year, commencing now through 12/31/28.
Move to appoint Lamar Patton to District 1, Doug Moore to District 2, Brian Caperton to District 4, and Michael Woods to District 6 of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, now through 12/31/28.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the bid recommendation 202501-571 for the 2025 flatbed truck. With this morning, We have Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole, Taney County Commission Assistant, Ms. Jordan Marler. Good morning.
In response to RFB number 202501571, the 2025 flatbed truck, we received one response from Corwin Ford of Republic, Missouri, in the total amount of $84,839, with the delivery time being 6 to 8 weeks.
Jack, this would be to replace the truck that we currently use for the sign company, or for the sign section of the road and bridge, is that correct?
Yeah, that's to replace our sign truck.
And this is for a heavier duty truck, because this will have a hydraulic digger unit and compressor aboard, is that correct?
We're going to go to the 550, and it'll have a Tasmanian digger unit, a post puller, post driver, so
okay.
And this is everything, and this is all in? Or is that just the truck?
Just the truck and the flatbed.
It does include the flatbed?
Yeah, it doesn't include the digger.
Okay, but it is, it's not just a cabin chassis?
Yeah, it's flatbed.
And then we have to wait 6 to 8 weeks, but yet still 2024 instead of 25? How's that?
They have it on the lot. It's just the 6 to 8 weeks to get the bed installed.
Okay. Do you guys have any other questions?
I have none.
No.
Move to award bid number 202501-571 to Corwin Ford out of Republic, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of annual service agreement for the whole body scanner, file number 25-005, Sheriff. With us this morning, Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Some of the repair items would be if we were to not go with this warranty agreement. As you can see, some of the items are pretty expensive.
How old is this machine now? I forget.
4 years. We have had to call in to come down and repair some stuff, and if we don't have the warranty, there's a $1,400 charge just to show up, and then it's $175 an hour additional labor rate, and then on Appendix A you can see the parts prices. Some of the parts are pretty expensive, but with the warranty that's all covered.
It appears that SSD 0179710, it would exceed the cost of the contract if we had to have that section replaced.
Yes.
And this is for the body scanner, is that right?
Yes, sir.
It's the one down
the one in the jail.
Down in the jail.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
I'm sure
you've seen that.
Has, but I have. Pretty interesting.
It is.
We do have a letter with this accompanying it from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 16th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
Just curious, what was the quote last year? Do you remember the agreement last time?
Last year it was $10,900.
Okay, so it's not like it's gone up.
It's gone up slightly, but not very much.
$200.
Right.
Move to approve the annual service agreement for whole body scanner buying between Taney County and Tech 84.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Next, we have the approval of the Economic Development Project Contract 2025, file number 25-013, Commission.
Do you communicate with them and everything's good?
Correct. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 22nd, 2025, approving the contract as to form.
Move to approve the economic development project contract by and between Taney County and the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the White River Valley Historical Society Agreement for 2025, file number 25-12012, Commission.
Move to,
go ahead.
Do you have any questions?
No, I was in the county clerk's office Thursday or Friday. I can't remember what the exact thing that she was looking through, but I think you were looking through them, weren't you, Kim? Anyways, I said, well, that's something that the Historical Society may be able to do. So we just need to make sure everybody knows we have that resource.
Yeah, and which also not just the Forsyth Center, but it also the Branson Centennial Museum as well. And it is free of charge for residents. So.
But no, I'm good.
Good. Move to approve the agreement between the White River Valley Historical Society Incorporated and Taney County, Missouri, file number 25-012CM.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next order of business, we have approval of the agreement for digger and related equipment, file number 25-009, Road and Bridge. Once again with us, we have Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. This is also accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 22nd, 2025, approving the agreement as form. What we have in front of us is the Tasmanian digger you spoke of earlier. This would go on the flatbed truck that we have received bid for.
That is correct.
Any questions?
I have none.
I don't have any.
Move to approve the agreement for digger and related equipment by and between Taney County and Accent Erection and Maintenance Company, Incorporated, doing business as Accent Sales and Service Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of agreement for the front mount broom, one or more, file number 25-008, Road and Bridge. This would be for one or more Weiler B400 brooms. We also have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 22nd, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. These would be purchased under a Sourcewell contract, is that correct?
Yes. Even though doing Sourcewells, do we ever check with other companies to make sure that everybody's...
Yeah, so in this case, we had a lot of trouble with our gross brooms we purchased before. Everybody would think the last one they purchased was our third one. So we're trying to go a different route this time.
Who manufactured the one before?
Bros.
Any questions?
Okay. Nothing? Okay. Entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve the agreement for front mount broom, one or more, by and between Taney County and John Fabick Tractor Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of supplement agreement number 2 to engineering services contract for Reno Springs, file number 252-007, Road and Bridge. Joining us now, our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning.
Good morning. Great River was unable to make it. He
now found that out.